Another boring win, huh? Nah. No, I thought we played well. You know, we started out, I thought we were great when we started out. We had the floor spread, and we did a good job in spacing and everything. And, you know, we made some shots. I thought we played the way we have to play over a 48-minute period, 48-minute game, I mean. And then I thought we got a little complacent in the second quarter, and we started walking the ball up. And against this team, you can't do that. You know, we have and for us, to keep the rhythm of the game where we want to have it, we have to keep pushing the ball. So we got back in that right at the end of the second quarter. But it was a great win for us. I thought that, you know, we said all along you have to pick your poison with this team. So we decided that we would try to double Dwight, get the ball out of his hands. When you do that, you're going to free up three-point shooters. You know, they took 38 of them. But I thought we did a pretty good job. Other than, you know, in our rotations, I think that sometime we got to go away from typical rotations. And a guy like Petrus, he made like two or three in a row. Then we got to make somebody else make it. So we either got to stun it our guy and get back, but we have to make somebody else shoot it. And that's just one of those things. They just spread you out, and, you know, they put you in rotation. Then it's really tough because, you know, they got all three-point shooters out there. When you think about J.J. Redick and, you know, obviously Rashard Lewis and Petrus and Matt Barnes or whoever they stick out there, Anderson, they're all three-point shooters, so your rotations have to be really good. I thought we did a good job of trying to get out to those guys, and some of the times you're just going to make shots. Like Matt shot before the half, I told Channing we couldn't play it any better than that, and if it goes in, it goes in. There's not anything we can do about it. But it's a win that we desperately needed, obviously, with the schedule we have coming up, and, you know, it's just really important for us to kind of try to keep this thing going at home, and, you know, we're still the only undefeated team at home, so that's the motivation, I guess, behind everything. No, I mean, obviously, I thought he'd have more field goal attempts, but, you know, the one thing that we tried to do is that we were going to go down, we were going to be aggressive, and if he had us beat, you know, we figured that we had, you know, 18 fouls to use on him, and we were going to try to use them all, try to keep Channing in the game, but, you know, he got into early foul trouble, and Mari got in a little bit of early foul trouble. For the most part, though, I thought we did what we asked him to do, and, you know, it's tough when they're hitting threes, but, you know, he's just so big and so powerful down there. You know, we still think that we'll take our chances shooting the threes and try to do the best job we can on him. But we thought he would definitely have more than one field goal. And really, if you think about it, he shot 17 to 18 free throws. I don't know. 17 free throws. So, you know, that's another, you know, really eight shots. You know, close to eight shots, you know, because we fouled him a lot when he was taking the ball to the basket. Well, he had just been trying to, you know, he kind of struggled the last couple of plays where he just couldn't quite come up with it cleanly. But the thing that we told him is that you just got to hang in and something good's going to happen. You know, he's made those plays for us the last six, 7 years. So we have faith in him, and Steve trusts the heck out of him. And, you know, we were going to keep going to him. But, you know, we missed a shot. He wanted that rebound more than anybody else, and he just went and got it, and it was a great putback. I really don't think it matters. I think when you play against good players every night in this league. You know, tomorrow he's going to be playing against Carmelo and, you know, Nene and Kenyon Martin. And, you know, so, you know, Dwight Howard is obviously considered one of the best, if not the best center in the league. But, you know, I think every night you go out there and play, you have to be up for who you're going to play against. All right, thanks.